The Shape of Delay. The highway was meant to be a river, but tonight it is a lake. Cars float without moving, small metal islands of patience and irritation. Someone's radio leaks a song from the next lane, a chorus repeating like a clock that forgot how to count past the same minute. Red lights bloom in the distance, a field of mechanical poppies that never close. Somewhere far ahead, where the headlights dissolve into darkness, something small must have happened. A hesitation, a brake pressed a second too early, a ripple in the river of movement. From that moment, this stillness grew. And now, thousands of us sit, holding the steering wheels of our lives, as if they might turn the future faster, waiting for the simple miracle of motion. Inside each car, a separate life continues quietly. A woman practices what she will say when she finally arrives. A father taps the steering wheel in rhythms that used to belong to a younger version of himself. A student watches the navigation screen as if it might apologize for the slow erosion of the evening. But the road refuses urgency. Time spreads out here. It loosens its tie and leans against the guardrail. Minutes drift between vehicles like scraps of paper in a parking lot. No one owns them. No one can gather them back.